just says here in my notes, it says Department of Visual Art within the Faculty of Art, Design and Architecture. And then I'm left to assume that all this means VITS.
UJ,
fantastic. Pull your mic a little bit closer for me, please, David. Ah, UJ. Okay, cool. I speak to so many VITSies that I just assume everyone's at VITS. How are you this evening?
Outrageously well, thank you.
Outrageously well? Why do you sound so soft to me? I have no concept and clue. Let's see.
Okay, how's it?
I think maybe it is just my headphones. Let me just see. Let's try it again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much better. There we go. I don't know what happened with this knobby. It obviously turned itself at some point in time. Let's try it again. How are you, David?
Outrageously well.
I've heard them all. I've heard, you know, beautiful. Often I ask my gay friends, how are you? They go, beautiful. Without even dropping a beat, but I love Outrageously Well.
Outrageously Well, it has to do. Yeah.
There we go. Well, thank you for coming out. And I must say, so when Gregory Porter was playing and David and I were making small talk, and the first thing he says, what do you think of the title, Booknesses? So I was like, hold up. Don't ask me nothing. And like, I'll ask you when we get on air. I must admit, when the girls and I were researching, and we obviously got the mailer about Booknesses. I was like, what is this Booknesses? What does that all mean? Like, and it was actually my first point of question was Booknesses, taking stock of the book arts in South Africa.
Yes.
Pause, poor breath. It's all so long-winded, but what does it actually mean?
Right. The book arts is a very undefined and under-researched field, particularly in South Africa. In America, you find universities teaching the book arts, anything to do with bookmaking in the hands of the artist.
Uh-huh.
But in South Africa, it's not that well known. At universities and colleges, people don't learn how to make books as artworks. And we have one of the world's greatest private collections of these objects here in Johannesburg. And the Booknesses Colloquium and Exhibitions give us an opportunity to see a portion of this remarkable collection. And it gives us an opportunity to gather together as artists and academics and people who make books and make paper and bind books and have a love for the book as an artwork, to gather together in the same place and talk about our experiences and share our experiences. And so we've got a conversation between the collector and William Kentridge on Sunday night, the 26th of March. We've got two exhibitions opening on the two campuses at UJ of these book objects, these remarkable things from all over the world, including work done by young South African artists, students, who are exploring the book as an artwork. The book in the hands of the artist becomes this remarkable thing, this sculptural object, this narrative, this place to explore. And we find that there is a slow upwelling of interest in the book arts. And I think it comes through zines and graphic novels and that kind of thing, which is getting people really, really interested in the way in which magazines and books can really begin to develop content and meaning and stories.
So when you speak of we having the largest collection of book arts, like, I'm still trying to, in my mind, figure out, is this a collection of, like, books that are a particular way? Exactly. Yes. Like, okay.
Books made by artists. So in other words, they're not books on art and they're not books about artists.
And they're not the random leather paperback randomness.
No. Although some of them can look like that. But essentially, it's the book as an artwork. So artists will look at materials, shape, the way one navigates one's way through a book. And all of these things are open for interrogation and play and fun. And some of these books find their expression in videos, in sculptural objects, in traditional books, in books which don't behave the way they should. For example, a concertina fold book which folds outwards. for reasons.
One of those that you open like...
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And also, of course, if you think back to some of the really cool books that you might have encountered when you were a child, books that make sounds, books that have got...
With the pop-up things.
That's it. Pop-up things and strange materials. In the hands of the artists, these things come alive. And to get back to your question about the one of the world's greatest collections, private collections of artist books, is here in Johannesburg. It's the collection of Jack Ginsberg. Mm-hmm. He's been collecting for 40 years.
Oh, wow.
It is a world-renowned collection. And we're taking a tiny section of his collection and we are curating an exhibition of some of his more remarkable books at the University of Johannesburg Art Gallery on our Kingsway campus.
Wow, this is all like mind-boggling to me because I don't think a lot of us think about books as a medium of artistic expression,
right.
You know what I mean? Because even in the lamest interactions that you have with books as kids, with the pop-up stuff and the sound effects, you don't really interrogate the artisticness and the construct of the book.
Right.
You just buy the book.
Exactly. And in the hands of the artists, this is exactly what happens. So you can deconstruct a book, take it apart, carve into it, reconstruct it, and produce a thing that does not behave like a book, but it still pretends to be a book. You think you can read it, but you can't. Books that are made out of plastic or cellophane paper, so you can see through the pages, but it makes it impossible to read. There are as many different types of these objects as you can imagine. As I say, one of the world's greatest collections is right here in Johannesburg. And so on the 25th of March, we're going to have the opening of that exhibition. But because it's a famous collection, we have to look after the books. And you can't touch them.
Yeah, so sneeze all over
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Or take them home. And so what we're going to do is we photographed selected books.
Okay.
And we're going to have them on iPads and we're going to be able to access them that way. But more importantly, I think, well, equally importantly, is that we've asked South African artists to submit their work to a parallel show which is running at the Fada Gallery of the University of Johannesburg, and that opens the night before on the 24th of March. And there, we've got 105 of these objects, from student work through to William Kentridge books. It's going to be a celebration of the book arts by South African artists, young South African artists who are producing some of the most dynamic and interesting stuff.
You know what I find so, and we've never had a conversation about this kind of exhibit on the show and this kind of art form. I find it interesting that you guys, firstly, that someone like Jack would have this very extensive collection, and I'd love to sit and talk more to him about this collection, but that you would have the interest in actually going out and curating and igniting this conversation, especially on the backdrop of the persistent narrative that we hear from publishers, from, you know, individuals like myself, where people are constantly questioning the relevance of the physical book and whether or not it's becoming obsolete in the days of Kindles and, you know, everything else that we have. We've got a laptop open, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm just wondering, do people even engage with books enough to appreciate the artistic expression of books and to appreciate this kind of collection and this kind of history, really?
Right. I think that's a wonderful question, and I do believe the answer is yes, absolutely. I still think we all, even young people, have some tactile and haptic physical relationship with a book object. And even though our youngsters grow up with swipes and with screens, there is still a navigation around information. And that's, I think, what will keep the book arts alive. Jack says something rather wonderful. He says, when the book in the world has gone, the only book remaining will be the artist's book.
Mm.
And I think that's a very interesting way of holding on to the qualities of the original book and its materials, but exploding them and bringing them to life and giving us, I think, some of those remarkable wide-eyed experiences we had when we were children, when we encountered these fluffy objects which opened and made sounds and which were just so compelling. And so I do believe that we are still interested enough in the book to understand that it is a cultural force which is changing, and in the hands of the artist, that cultural force and those changes are evident. Because when you pick up an artist's book and you can't read it, it reenacts our relationship with books, with reading, with information gathering, and explodes bookness outwards. So it's not just the book in a conventional sense, it's the ness of a book. And because we have decided that there are more nesses than book, we have book nesses to explore these multivalent, dynamic, unusual, hidden qualities of books, which still, I think, excite and provoke and really, yeah, really excite the viewer. For example, Nkululeko Tshabalala from Pretoria has submitted a book for our FADA show on the Fees Must Fall movement at Pretoria University, as she, as a young junior lecturer, observed it from her point of view. And she's built this book, which becomes almost a photo narrative of her experiences of the Fees Must Fall movement at Pretoria University. Now, in many ways, we see that on television. We see it in on screen, in news. But when you are able to handle a book where these photographs have come alive under your fingers, and you can turn the page back and forward and compare one image to another, the old conventional values of books suddenly come back alive. The bookness, I suppose.
The bookness of the book.
Yeah.
And now it makes sense. We're talking to David Payton about the upcoming exhibition that is happening out at UJ, Booknesses, so taking stock of the book arts in South Africa. So who all is sort of engaged in this kind of artistic expression? If I'm sitting at home now and I'm an Afropolitan, yeah, and I'm an avid reader and half-baked an artist, and I'm thinking, I wonder if I have it in me to sort of partake in this kind of art form, and how do I even begin, and where do I even get exposed to such?
Right.
Because I'll be honest, I've literally never had this conversation, and I've literally never thought of books in this manner.
Right. Well, that's cool, and I think that's the one of the motivations for this entire project. We've got a colloquium, we've got workshops, we've got the exhibitions, and we've got the conversation between Jack Ginsburg and William Kentridge on the book and what that means to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
The one is a producer and maker, the other is a collector who he collects the books of William Kentridge. And so these aspects of production and collecting will be unpacked and discussed and shared. But going back to your question, Mbali Dlamini, for example, takes magazines and rips them and tears them and builds them into these three-dimensional landscapes. You know they're magazines, you know they're books, but they have become something completely other. And then she frames them and puts them on the wall. And you think, hang on, these are artworks, but they're also sculptures, but we know where they come from. They come from magazines, they come from books, they come from pulp material, and they come from our experience of those things, flipping through magazines and discarding them. And she produces these remarkable landscape-like objects, which gets us to rethink our relationship with media, with magazines, with books, with things in the hand that we turn and page. And I suppose in answer to your question, when we are exposed to these remarkable things, because in the hands of the artist, the book sometimes doesn't look like a conventional book anymore, kind of gets us thinking, hey, hang on, I suppose I could do that. I could take every page of an old book that I no longer read, and I can glue it. And glue the pages together and produce this sculptural block which can no longer be read. And that's quite poignant, because there is this thing with text in it that was once read but can no longer be read because you've interacted with it. You've glued it. You've nailed it. You've put locks in it and locked away that information. suddenly what that does is it opens up a conversation around our relationship with media, our relationship with information, how we gain information. And the book has provoked that.
Riveting stuff. We live and we learn on this show. I kid you not, we live and we learn. This is Late Nights with myself, Bridget Missinger, right here on Kai FM, the home of the Afropolitan. And we are talking to David about the upcoming book, Misses, Taking Stock of the Book Arts in South Africa. He did drop a few hints as to what's on the agenda, but we're going to take a small musical break. And then when we come back, he's going to delve deeper into that. So if you are interested, this is the time where you take out your phone, because we live in a digital era. You take out your phone and you make some notes. Or if you want to go old school and be a purist like that, go whip up your Parker pen and your notepad. David lifts up his notepad. I've got one of those in my car as well. And jot down those details. Let's take a break. We'll be